Log Talk Radio.
Jesus, Jesus, there's just something about that name. Those of you that know it, you know what I'm talking about. I call him Master, Savior, Jesus. It's like the fragrance after the rain. His name is Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. And earth proclaim that kings and kingdoms, they shall all pass away. Oh, but there's something. Yeah, there's something about it. When I call him in the midnight hour, there's something about it.
Give that name praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise on tonight. Amen. Just thanking God for what he's done, what he's doing, and what he's about to do. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as we enter in on tonight, oh God, just thanking God for this God that has kept us thus far. Amen. So open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. We just want to say thank you for the God. Lord, we come to give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you. Heavenly Father, we come seeking you first, your kingdom, and all your righteousness and truth. And Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you have your will, God. We come to be changed on tonight, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you right now, great and mighty. Oh Lord, let there be a great pouring in on tonight, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, for your help on tonight, oh God. For your word says when the righteous cry out that you deliver us out of all our troubles, oh God. For we cry out, oh God, not just to ourselves, oh God, but those in our family and all that we love and concerned about. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness, oh God. Lord, we come humbling ourselves under your mighty hand that we may be delivered and forgiven from all that's not of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. When we had 1,000 tons of people, hallelujah, we still come thank you and look on tonight, but yet still we thank you. Oh Lord, help us all today to receive from you, oh God. Help us, oh God, to surrender all over to you right now with holding nothing, that we may be able to receive all that you have, oh God. We pray for divine position in order for our lives right now, oh God, that we can receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you increase our faith right now so that we can receive the miracle that's already working on the inside of us.
Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we ask that there be any wicked way in us, Lord God. Let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Father. Oh, Lord, help us tonight, Lord God. Move mighty in our life, oh, God. And those in our family, we come against every spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation. We come against every hindering spirit, every unteachable spirit, every lying spirit, manipulating spirit. Hallelujah. We come against every spirit of hunger, poverty, lack, and death. We come against every spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, and viruses. We come against the spirit of oppression and depression, fear. Hallelujah. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any spirit that's operated us outside of the Holy Spirit, we command you to cease your works right now and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's mighty name. We bow before you. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving. We enter into your courts with praise on tonight. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all our sins and all our trespasses and transgressions and all our iniquities, Father God. Oh, Lord, purge us right now with hyssop and we shall be cleansed. Wash us and we shall be white as snow. Create in us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within us. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of any unforgiveness that we have toward anyone right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we praise you, Heavenly Father. We give you glory in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you according to Isaiah 22:22 to open the gates of heaven above us and bless us. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to open the gates of favor, provision, deliverance, wisdom, and protection and healing for each of us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, we ask you to open those gates so that we will be blessed, that we can be in your divine destiny. Heavenly Father, we ask that we be blessed to use these blessings in your kingdom according to your destiny and will for our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. To God be the glory. Hallelujah to your name, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, we come asking for more of you and less of ourselves. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, as you that have kept us and those in our family, Father. Oh, Lord, help us on tonight, oh God. Help us, oh God, that we receive from you, oh God, that change will come. Amen. We don't come to be the same, Heavenly Father. We want to be changed, oh God. Make us more like you. So we bind our mind to the mind of Christ right now. And our will to your will, Heavenly Father, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, Lord, let us receive our daily bread, that our spiritual bellies may be filled on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we praise your holy name. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, you are our God, and we exalt you. We give you thanks, oh God, for your name, and for you have worked wondrous plans formed long ago with perfect faithfulness according to Isaiah 25:1. Thank you, Lord God, that you are our strength and our song, and you have become our salvation. You are our God, and we will exalt you, God, according to Exodus 15:2-3. Thank you, Lord God, that our mouth will speak the praise of the Lord. All flesh will bless your holy name forever and ever, according to Psalm 145:21. Praise be to your glory, saying forever. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you. May the whole earth be filled with your glory according to Psalm 72:19. The Lord lives. Praise be to our rock. Amen. Exalted by God, our Savior. Amen. According to your word, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, that we will praise you from the rising of the sun, oh God, to the place where it sits, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. And we just want to say thank you, Father. As we enter in on tonight, oh God, we ask, oh God, as we receive your word, oh God, let us receive a divine revelation and our knowledge and understanding of your word that we can apply to our daily lives, and that we live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, let the scripture take root in us and manifest in us and be engrafted on our hearts and mind, oh God, helping us to keep our mind stayed on you, that you keep us in perfect peace. Oh Lord, purify and sanctify our mind and thoughts, oh God, that our thoughts be holy, pure, and righteous unto you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I come against every attack on our minds right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I decree and declare our minds are covered with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. As we humble ourselves on tonight, oh God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, open up our eyes that we can see, oh God. Remove every spiritual blindness, oh God, every spiritual numbness, oh God, every spiritual ignorance, oh God, every spiritual deafness, oh God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, that we may receive all that you have, oh God, all that you have for us to hear, oh God, all that you have for us to see, oh God, Lord, that you will order ourselves, oh God, that we will go where you've called us to go, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare that all is well with us. We thank you, Lord God, for releasing your warring angels to war against any spirits designed in the heavens to stop our prayers from being answered on tonight. So we decree and declare with all faith on the line tonight, with combined faith, that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. So we thank you for answered prayers right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah to your name, God. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise on tonight. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We bless your name, God. Welcome, welcome, welcome on tonight. Hallelujah to our time of prayer, our intercessory prayer time. Amen. Glory to God for this opportunity. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome, Sister Shavante Shepherd. How are you?
I'm good, sis. How you doing?
Hallelujah. So that's on the line tonight. Can you hear me?
Huh?
I say it's us on the line tonight. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shavante, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you too. Yeah.
Okay, is it more than just you on the line?
I got Miss Cynthia on my line, and then I think Melinda called in. That was her just speaking just then.
All right, glory to God. I just have one line that's open. It's your line. I don't know if everybody's just on your line.
No.
Oh, yeah, it's
just Miss Cynthia.
Okay. How you doing, Sister Cynthia? God bless you.
Oh, I'm doing okay.
Amen. We thank God on tonight. We thank God for this opportunity. I do have someone else that called in. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. We just want you to announce yourself on tonight so we know who else on the line tonight. I know we have Shavante on the line and Sister Cynthia on the line, and welcome. I think this is the young lady, sister on the phone, area code 517, and the last four digits of your number, 7727. Welcome.
Hello, my name is Melinda. Thank you for having me.
Hey, man, what's your name? I'm sorry I didn't catch it.
Melinda.
God bless you, Sister Melinda. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're so glad to be here on tonight. Just thanking God for keeping us, amen, and just being in that place of, I always say, of gratitude and gratefulness, and just thanking God because God is able to do all things. He's able to bring us out. He's able to turn that thing around. He's a God of turnaround. He can step in right now and all that's concerning you and turn the situation all the way around for your good if you just trust him and live in that place of faith. I always tell our church members, stay there, live there in faith, and this is the place where God works miracles. When we come out of that place, God cannot work that miracle in your life, and the way we come out of that place is in fear and worry and doubt and anger and unforgiveness and bitterness and rage. These are the things that cause us out of that place of faith when we're operating according to the spirit that's from the kingdom of Satan. These spirits are not from the kingdom of God, so we just stay in that place of faith and trust in God because we're overcomers through Christ Jesus. Amen. So on tonight,
amen.
The way we do our hallelujah, the way we do our intercessory prayers when we have our prayer time together is that we do we pray when we come in. You'll hear me pray just so we can break off anything that may stop our prayers from being answered, come against any hindering spirit, any spirits that's out there that's operating on the line.
We just come against that, plead the blood of Jesus Christ so we can enter in, asking God to release his warring angels so we can enter in and receive what God has for us on this line tonight, that we leave here, we leave the line transformed. The word of God is a word of transformation, that we don't leave here the same. So whatever it is, whatever heaviness, whatever weight, whatever pain, ache, or discomfort, whatever it is, I pray before you leave on tonight that by your faith, according to your faith, that it shall be done. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to our faith, because many were healed in the Bible because the ones that brought them to Jesus. So I pray that by our faith on tonight that God works a miracle in your life. Amen. So again, welcome. My name is Apostle Tawanika Manning, a man of the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. So again, welcome, welcome, welcome. So I'll just call your name. We're just going to welcome you here on tonight. Let us know how you're doing, how you been. We definitely want to know how you're feeling on tonight. If you're feeling down and out, whatever it is, you know, please let us know that. You know, we're here to encourage one another. So you don't have to pretend. You can be transparent. Nobody's here to judge. We're here to be a help to one another. Amen. So whatever it is that's on your heart, please, you know, take this time to release that thing. Be free from it. Amen. So we'll start with you, Sister Shavante Shepherd. God bless you, sister. Welcome, and how you doing?
I'm doing good, you know. for me tonight, you know, just to, you know, I won't even say reassurance because I am reassured. Just to continue to walk in my confidence, you know, because I know that God is so good.
Amen, amen. God bless you, God bless you. And as we get ready, all we petition in prayer, I'll pray all those prayers together on tonight, okay? Amen. God bless you. God keep it. It's already done. It is already done. You have what it takes. Amen. You have the Holy Ghost operating in you, so you have that power and you have that confidence. You just have to continue to tap into it each and every day. You know, it's about having a made-up mind. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Amen. Mm-hmm. God bless you. God keep you. You know I love you and I thank God for you. All right, yes. Sister Cynthia, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing?
Well, let me see. I'm doing fine. Got a little anxiety right now. As far as that, you know, I'm okay. Of course, I'm visually impaired currently, but that's okay too, because I believe, you know, for
amen.
My healing,
amen.
For the healing that's already there, put it like that. But yeah, other than that, I'm okay, but I am a little anxiety right now.
Amen.
Just
do you know what's causing that anxiety? Is it something that you're worried about?
Huh?
Is it something that you're fear of?
You know, basically, well, do I have fear? I'm not sure if it's fear or just concern that I shouldn't have. But I don't know. Right now, this evening, I guess, you know, because I'm trying to keep myself focused financially, because I'm not working, but I'm trying to stay within my limits. I'm trying to be financially, what is that word? Financially able, or you know, to do, to have, to give. Now I'm not my spirit is not happy about that matter right now. So yeah, so that's my anxiety this evening.
Okay. Sure. Well, we're definitely going to pray about that on tonight. And we know God to be a provider, a way maker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. He is our redeemer, so God is able. So if you just stand in place of faith and say, Lord, you know, Father, I trust you. All things are in your hand. You're the creator of all. And when you stand at that place of faith and say, God, however you want to do it, that anxiety, that fear that's on you, it'll have to come up off of you in the name of Jesus. You just trust God. Say, Lord, I trust you with the little bit I have. Lord, I know that you can make it more than enough because you are God of more than enough. So and stand in that place, not just saying, but believing it, speaking it over yourself.
I do believe
it. That thing. Amen.
I do believe it, but why? I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I do believe that because I've been in that place where he provided. I'm just like, I don't know. I guess I just feel like, you know, I'm stuck in a place right now that I want to be in. And I'm not in, like, per se, but, I mean, you know, I want to fulfill what I believe in my heart for others and not necessarily myself financially. So if my finances are not correct, what can you do? You can't do anything. I'm not going to, you know, that's my purpose. That's my concern for this season. You know, it's the season for Thanksgiving and, you know, and forgiving, you know. So that's what I want to do. You know, lifestyle. That's what I got. I got a lifestyle.
My Lord, my God. If I can encourage you on tonight, my sister, with the word of God, the Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and all these things shall be added unto you. It said today, his troubles is enough, it's sufficient enough. So if you just seek God first and all his righteousness, and I'm just saying this to encourage you on tonight, because you can come out of that place right now of worrying about, okay, how I'm gonna do this, because and that anxiety that's keeping you up and worrying. So you can rest and know that God has everything under control, whether with a little bit or with a lot. It's already under control, because we serve a God of order. We serve a God that all things are in his hands, so he has complete control over every situation that's concerning everything in this world. So if you just take the time to say, you know what, I'm just going to rest, and I'm going to trust God with a little bit and know that he's able to make it more than enough, because he will place your name on the hearts of those that he's called to bless you in a mighty way. Mm-hmm. And it's beyond finances. And when you understand that it's beyond the finances and having the riches in Christ Jesus, you'll be able to rest with just a little bit you have right there, and let your lifestyle be the Christ style. And what I mean by that is that a lifestyle of prayer, a lifestyle of seeking God, a lifestyle of wanting more of God, more poured in of God, you know, becoming more like Jesus, you know what I'm saying? And let your riches be in that, and not so much as into the finances and the things of the world, and you will be able to rest in the midst of the storm and the fire and everything. And people be looking at you saying, don't you see his, the house on fire, don't you see it's flooding, and you sleeping like Peter was, because he trusted in God the night before he was about to get ready to be persecuted. The very next day, he went to sleep. He wasn't up filled with anxiety and worrying, they're going to kill me, my life is about to be taken from me. He went to sleep, and God sent his angel to rescue him. Hallelujah. But if we can have that kind of faith, that I said, I'm look, I've done what I can do, and I'm going to trust God to do the rest. See, we do all that we can possibly do, and then God comes in and he does the impossible. I hope that made sense to you tonight. I just want to encourage you, Miss Cynthia. You're loved and you're needed even more. Amen. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to pray tonight. We're definitely going to pray those prayers of finances. The Bible says we decree a thing and it shall be established in our lives. So we can pray for those prayers. We can pray those prayers and believe it and walk in expectation, expecting God to do it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, our sister that's on the line with us. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you and we thank God for you. I think you told me your name was. Give me your name one more time.
Cynthia.
I know Miss Cynthia. Come again, I'm sorry.
Melinda.
Melinda. I'm sorry, love. Yes, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? Anyway, let us know how you're feeling on tonight.
I'm listening, and there's a lot I can say tonight. Honestly, I thank my sister Siobhan for, you know, the invite. And I'm going to tell you how I'm feeling. I'm going to encourage Sister Cynthia as well. I'm feeling, you know, I had a long conversation with my sister today, and we were just talking about life, and it took me to an emotional place because it reminded me that I was still looking backwards, you know, because somebody told me they saw molestation on my life, which I was. And what broke me was that my kids in some state all were sexually assaulted throughout their life, you know. So it kind of like hit me, but it made me realize that my God is bigger than any situation.
Yes, amen.
My God is greater than any circumstance. That my God is mighty in battle, and that the victory is already won. So whatever I was dealing with in the past, it's in the past. Whatever I'm dealing with now, it's already done. And Sister Cynthia, I'm going to tell you a little bit about me. I'm dealing with an eviction. Like, literally, I'm dealing with the lights just cut back on. You know, the water was due to be cut off, but my God, you know, I've been off work for a few months due to an injury that was not work-related, and I just started back working. When you talk about the holidays and the seasons are coming, the thing is we reap what we sow. The Bible says, speak these things, be not as though they were. And for me, when the bills are due, every check that I get from here on out when I'm working is going to the bills. So mind you, even with Christmas coming around and my kids being a little older, I have a grandson that's 9 months. So I was like, what do? You trust God. And now the season I'm in is trusting God. He just blessed me with another job and another plant, which is where I can retire from. But it's all about trusting the Father, who we say we serve and who we say we love. And if we don't trust him, then we have, oh, little no faith. We know faith is the size of a mustard seed. So do we really have the faith to do all the things that God called us to do? Can we walk by faith and not by sight? Can we trust the God that we say we serve and that we love, that agape love? So I'm honored just to share that with you, that God already worked it out for you, sis. The victory is already won. The fight has been fixed. You're coming out the fire without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. You're coming out of the lion's den without being touched. You know, God already worked it out. He just said manifested yet. What's bound on earth is bound in heaven. What's loosed in earth is loosed in heaven. So it's already yours. Claim it. God already gave it to you, sis.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. And thank you as we encourage each other on the line tonight, and stand in that place of faith and knowing that it's already done. And if you just believe it's already done, then it's already done. We're going to have our scripture reading here on tonight, and then we're going to have our prayers, and then we'll close out here, okay? And I thank you, beautiful women of God, for being on the line tonight. I thank Sister Shavante, who's a part of the Gospel Public Ministries, for inviting you beautiful women on the line today. And I just thank God for your life, and I just trust God for the increase in love, increase of the fruit of the Spirit, and that we'll continue to operate in it without lacking one. Amen. Tonight we're going to be coming at the book of Matthew chapter 5, and we're going to read verses 1, if you have your Bibles, 1 through 12, and we'll close out right there in the scripture. So I'm going to be reading from the New King James Version, and it's Matthew chapter 5, verse 1 through 12. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 1 through 12, that in seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain. And when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they rival and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Verse 12 say, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Amen. So when we look at the scripture on tonight, ladies, Jesus began his sermon with words that seem to contradict each other. But God's way of living usually contradicts the world's way of living. So if you want to live for God, you must be ready to say and do what seems strange to the world. You must be willing to give when others take.
to love when others hate, to help when others abuse. By giving up your own rights in order to serve others, you will one day receive everything that God has in store for you. When we look here at the Beatitudes, there are at least four ways to understand them. One, they are a code of ethics for the disciples and standard of conduct for all believers, and we are believers. And two, they contrast kingdom value, what is eternal, with worldly values, what is temporary. And three, they contrast the superficial faith of the Pharisees with the real faith Christ wants. And four, they show how the Old Testament expectation will be fulfilled in the new kingdom. These Beatitudes, you are not multiple choice. Pick what you like and leave the rest. They must be taken as a whole. They describe what we should be like as Christ followers. Hallelujah. When we look here, and I'm going to wrap up here in Scripture, amen, each of these Beatitudes tells how to be blessed. Blessed means more than happiness. It implies the fortune and inevitable state of those who are in God's kingdom. The Beatitudes don't promise laughter and pleasure or earthly prosperity. To Jesus, blessed means the experience of hope and joy, independent of outward circumstances. To find hope and joy, the deepest form of happiness is to follow Jesus no matter what the cost. Hallelujah. I pray that God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. Amen. Can y'all hear me? Okay. Just making sure y'all can hear me on the line. I don't know if it gets silent or hang up. So, amen, amen, glory to God. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition, and we're going to enter into prayer, and then we'll wrap up tonight. I am led to pray prayers of freedom, of being free, and also prayers over the gates and possessing the gates of the enemy on tonight. And if you have any additional prayer petition here on tonight, once I call your name, please let us know what those your prayer petition would be. Sister Shavante, you want to go first?
Yep, I'm going to just touch and agree with you because I'm definitely with the prayer of freedom.
Amen, amen. Sister Cynthia, God bless you. Go ahead.
I'm listening. I'm in. You know, I don't have nothing against whatever. I agree with them.
Amen. Amen. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Was you saying something else, Sister Cynthia?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No.
Oh, okay. Okay, no problem. Oh, no, that's okay. God bless you. All right, Sister Melinda, God bless you. Go ahead.
Just for my children, my grandchildren, my grandson, got that RSV right now for just the kids and the family and cover the world, you know, our youth mainly.
Amen. You said something about your grandson, and I could barely catch it all. What'd you say? I'm sorry.
They diagnosed him RSV. Was it the respiratory infection?
Oh, respiratory infection. Okay. Okay. Amen. Thank God for healing. Amen. We're going to pray now. If we can just enter in, if you have any distractions, if you can just come aside right now so that we can enter in on tonight and receive in the name of Jesus Christ. Just ask the Holy Spirit to have his way right now, move on us and move in us right now. Anything that's not of God, let it be removed and taken out the way right now. As we enter in with all faith. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come believing on tonight, oh God, and I come lifting up your daughters on tonight. Lord, I lift up your daughter, Shavante, oh God, and all that she loves and concerned about, your daughter, Cynthia, your daughter, Melinda, oh God, and all that she loves and concerned about. May I petition on tonight, oh God, and all. And I ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you'll move mighty, oh God, concerning your children. Lord, I ask, oh God, that you'll touch and heal right now, touch and deliver and set free, oh God. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you would be the help, oh God, for your children right now, oh God, and all that we're concerned about, oh God. We ask in Jesus' name, oh God, hallelujah, as we surrender all over to you, Lord, that you will move mighty, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We call upon you, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals, oh God. Let healing spring forth, oh God, in the life of your daughter's grandson.
son, right now. We come against every respiratory infection known or unknown to man, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and leave this body in the normal way, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you release your healing virtue, your healing anointing right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare victory on this line tonight. Amen. Oh God, we just want to say thank you, Father. We can't thank you enough, oh God. Hallelujah. As we enter in, oh God, we ask in Jesus' name, do a new thing right now, God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, Holy Spirit, we pray that you would quicken us to hear our Heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer right now. Heavenly Father, we bow, we worship before you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We come to your God with fear and trembling. We come to you in gratitude and love, oh God, and through the precious blood of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Heavenly Father, we present to you ourselves, our family, and all that we have, oh God, by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. And we bind the power of Satan, demons, and all dominion of darkness seeking entrance into our lives. We bind any demonic assignment spoken or sin against us right and pronounce them to be of no effect. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest to destroy the works of the devil. According to 1 John 3:8, we decree and declare the ways and works of darkness are over all of us to be broken and destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We bind the satanic force of nature from harming any property that we possess in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to expose and bring into light negative inner vows and strongholds that contradict your word and will. Amen. By the breath of your Spirit, oh God, release your truth as a sword to expose falsehood, curse of self-rejection, self-purchase, self-hatred, and reactive hatred. In the name of Jesus Christ and bitterness toward others, amen. We take up the sword of your word, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, cut and cut ourselves and free from the bondage of generational strongholds and ungodly character defects. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we renounce all relationships designed to you, Lord God. Heavenly Father, break the power of soul ties over our minds and emotions from ourselves and those people, amen. We proclaim our freedom to be the children of Yahweh, God, to live as you intended us to live, God, filled and overflowing with the light and power of your Holy Spirit, filled with the life and love of Jesus Christ. We claim the full protection of the shed blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, over all, hallelujah, our lives and those that we love and concerned about, our families, our possession, our churches, our neighborhoods, our towns and nations, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You, yes, O Lord, our shield about us, our glory and the lift of our heads, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare your goodness right now, that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we share the word in the house of the Lord. Oh Lord, we know you to be our provider, for you are Jehovah Jireh. Let every need be met, oh God, of your daughters on this side tonight, oh God. Every financial need, oh God. Every need of wisdom, oh God. Every need in their workplaces, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, wherever it is, oh God, let it be filled in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, fill these your temples, oh God, with as much the crown of glory as possible. Let your glory be seen on each of us, oh God, that they know that we've been checked by you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare Genesis 22:17. Through Jesus, let us reject the gates of the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. We decree and declare Isaiah 60:18. Establish the gates of praise in our life, oh God. We release battle rams against the gates of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The gates of hell cannot prevail against us. Amen. Let the gates of our life and city be open to the King of glory. Amen. Open up the gates of righteousness, that we may enter in. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, strengthen the bars of our gates. Break the gates of bars and cut, hallelujah, in sunder, oh God, the bars of iron right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare Isaiah 45:1-3. Amen. Open before us, oh God, the gates, that we may go in and receive the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare Psalm 127:5. We rebuke every enemy in the gates. Amen. That all the gates of our life and city be repaired through the Holy Spirit. That the valley gate be repaired. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that the gate of the fountain that represents the flow of the Holy Spirit be repaired right now. Hallelujah to your name, God. Yes, hallelujah. Oh, Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you that the sheep gate that represents the apostolic be repaired, that the fish gate that represents evangelism be repaired in the name of Jesus Christ, that the old gate that represents moves to the past be repaired in the name of Jesus Christ, that the dung gate that represents deliverance be repaired in the name of Jesus Christ, that the water gate that represents preaching and teaching be repaired right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that the east gate that represents the glory be repaired in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let the water flow through the other gates into our lives and those that we love, past our ankles, past our loins, past our neck in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare that we are delivered and set free, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Our gates will be open continually to receive the blessing of the Lord our God. We command the north gate, the south gate, the east gate, and the west gate to open in our cities in the kingdom of glory, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke our enemies that will stand at the gates and try to stop salvation from entering in. Amen. I pray right now for the apostolic gatekeepers of our city to arise and take their places right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that the gates of our life and the city be shut up to uncleanness, witchcraft, drugs, perversion, and wickedness in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for the gateway cities in our nation to become gateways of righteousness and not iniquity, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, arise up, build some churches that will be the gates of heaven, amen. Lord, rise up, apostolic gate churches that will bless your presence and revelation to our region, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I rebuke and cast out any spirit that would attempt to oppress us, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. I decree and declare, Acts 10 and 38, Jesus, you went about doing good and healing all those oppressed of the devil. Oh, Lord, do it for us and those in our family. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that we are delivered and set free from all oppressors. We're delivered from the oppression of men. We decree and declare we rule over our oppressors, that the oppressed be consumed out of the land. I rebuke the voice of the oppressed in the name of Jesus Christ concerning Cynthia, concerning Javante, concerning Melinda right now, and all that we love and concerned about. I decree in the past that the enemy will not take our inheritance through oppression in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. I bind and cast out our fears of unfairness, withdrawal, clouding unreality, fantasy, daydreaming, and vivid imagination in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, help us on tonight, oh God, so that we can receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we bless your holy name. Oh Lord, do all that you can do. We bind and cast off the spirit of Apollyon in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. We decree the back on the Psalm 103 and 4 that we're redeemed from destruction. We break our curse of destruction in our family and bloodline right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We renounce our pride and we open the door for destruction. Rescue our soul for the God from destruction. Send your word and deliver us from destruction and those in our family in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare the destroyer can last for coming to our family in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In our lives. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare with all faith that we'll be delivered from destruction and waste at noonday in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. We bless your name, God. We bless your name, God. Help us on tonight, oh Lord, to come out of temple, God. Help us, oh God, to, hallelujah, to surrender all over to you with holding nothing, oh God. Help us to seek first your kingdom and all your righteousness, oh God. Oh Lord, I pray for divine order and position, oh God, for our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ right now, God, remove every delay to our miracle, God. Remove every delay to our breakthrough, amen. In the
hallelujah. Yes, God, thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Invited me to their event.
What?
I've been seeing that they're invited me to.
Because?
They're invited me to. Let me see what they're doing. She needs it.
What'd
you say?
Yeah, I think she's going to get back.
I'm going to go, though. You see, I'm going to go because I got to take a shower. But thanks for inviting me. I'm
almost on your mind.
Yeah, what?
It is.
What's that?
I'm
paid. Yeah, I'm paid. You're breaking up.
That you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bless your name, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We bless your name, Heavenly Father. All of you and none of us, oh God. Help us, Father God. That we will not walk around in blindness, oh God. We thank you for your marvelous light, oh God. Lord, I ask that you bless our sleep on tonight, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I come against and I rebuke and cast out every spirit of incubus and succubus, every vampire spirit, seeking spirit right now. Every demonic and satanic spirit right now, I come against you right now. And I decree and declare victory over you right now. You are a defeated foe. Heavenly Father, speak to our hearts on tonight, oh Lord. Speak to our hearts, Father. Touch our hearts, oh God. Let healing come. Let restoration come, oh God. Let peace come. Let deliverance come right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, I ask you, God, that you empower, oh God. And bless any medication, oh God. Oh. A vitamin, herb, a supplement that we're taking, oh God, of those in our family are taking to do all that you've intended for us to do in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I ask that you destroy, God, and nullify any allergic reactions, oh God, or adverse side effects or any kind, oh God, right now of any medication, vitamin, herb, or supplement that we are taking, of those in our family are taking in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, I just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. I decree and declare all is well with us. Thank you, Lord God, that you bless our sleep on tonight, oh Lord. And I ask that you encamp your warring angels around us as we sleep on tonight, oh God, and your ministering angels to minister to us and your children, Father God. Lord, bless the land of Jerusalem and its people, Father. And I just want to say thank you, Lord. Purge the wicked out the land, Father God, that we may live in peace, oh God. And I just want to say thank you, Lord. I decree and declare that all is well with us, that we are blessed. And we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And I thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our homes and over the homes of our family members and loved ones and all that we have and will have. And I seal each of our homes with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail in the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray, oh Lord, and we just want to say thank you. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord, amen. Amen. You see that something is wrong with the line on tonight, but God bless everyone that was on the line tonight. I pray for a great turnaround right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, my mighty kisha, na mighty kisha, thank you, Father. We bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, let us shout out of the pool of the kisha. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ishatabado kuro sheti. Rokoro lo bosha na mareke sata. Wata moroko merihe. Yes, Lord. Hey, kama bosheti. Wara lo bosha na mareke sata. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh.